Will ye also go away? Chapter 40. The Jews who were fed by the Lord Jesus were greatly disappointed because they could not make him king. They reasoned thus, "If the Lord will not be crowned willingly, we must crown him against his will. If he will not permit it voluntarily, we will have to crown him forcefully and proclaim him to be our prince and lord." And what has become of all those plans? Nothing. Jesus sent away the multitude, and when darkness came, they were unable to find him. That night, many of the Jews remained in the same vicinity, hoping to find Jesus on the following morning and possibly crowning him king then. They knew the Lord Jesus had not sailed with his disciples, for the disciples had gone alone. Jesus had constrained them to sail over to the other side, but he remained behind. No other ships were in the harbor, so Jesus still must be in the neighborhood. The following morning, when they sought him everywhere, they could not find him. Where could Jesus be? You can answer that question, can't you? During the stormy night, Jesus had walked on the waves of the sea to the ship and the disciples. However, the Jews did not know this, and therefore were considerably amazed when they could not find the prophet of Nazareth anywhere. They cannot understand this mystery. A few ships are coming into the same harbor where the great multitude was fed so miraculously on the evening before. The Jews, who were still there, step into these ships and sail to the other side. Why not? Jesus is no longer there, so why must they remain? Their plan to crown Jesus has failed. Soon the ships cast anchor at Capernaum. These people look for Jesus in this city, and they find him in the synagogue. In great astonishment, they go to him and ask inquisitively, "Rabbi, when camest thou hither?" Jesus does not tell them he had walked miraculously on the water, neither does he answer their question. Oh, the Son of God knows why they seek him. Their hearts are not upright. They seek him for the loaves. But he desires to warn them of their mistaken thoughts. Listen to what he says. "Ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." These Jews have no need of a Savior to deliver them from their sins. They continually think of an earthly king. Yes, they want such a king as he who can increase bread miraculously. Oh, the Lord Jesus says, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life." It is as though the Lord says, the ordinary natural bread is not sufficient. It only can satisfy for a short time. When it is digested, you again hunger. But the heavenly gifts remain. A bewildered expression covers the faces of the attentively listening Jews. They do not understand what Jesus means. "What must we do then?" they ask. Immediately Jesus answers, "You must believe in him whom God hath sent." He means, you must believe in me. I am the long-expected Messiah. You must believe in me as the Savior. I have been sent by my Father. Yes, but they will not believe. They do not want to believe he is the Messiah, and unashamed they ask, "Show us a sign, give us a proof thou art the Son of God." Oh, boys and girls, isn't it dreadful? They ask for a sign. Didn't Jesus already perform enough miracles? The evening before, they had eaten and were filled by using only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now they impudently ask, "Show us a sign." Yes, they even begin to belittle the miracle of the loaves, for they say to Jesus, "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert." Why do they say this? What do they mean by it? Be attentive. It is as if they say, "Yes, it is true, we all did eat, but Moses performed a greater wonder than the one of the loaves. Moses gave our forefathers manna in the wilderness for 40 years, but thou hast fed us this one time only. What thou hast done is far from being as great as what Moses did. He fed our fathers with heavenly bread." Do you see how unbelieving the Jews were? And they will not believe in Jesus. Such an unlimited ingratitude. As soon as Jesus shows them he is of heavenly origin and God is his Father, the enmity breaks loose. Calmly, the Lord Jesus answers, "You are mistaken. Moses did not give the manna. God gave it." I will not tell you everything the Lord Jesus spoke to the Jews at this time. It is too difficult for you to understand. Only this I will tell you. Jesus began to speak about another kind of bread, a bread which has descended from heaven. Listen attentively. He says, "I am the bread of life. I am the heavenly bread. It is true, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life." When the Jews hear these words, a mocking expression comes upon their faces. They do not understand these words of Jesus, and neither do they believe them. "How is that possible?" they say to each other. "Isn't that foolishness? How can Jesus give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus answers, "It is true. My flesh is really bread, and my blood is really drink." And then, oh look, most of the people walk away. They shrug their shoulders and go away. The multitude no longer will remain with him. They have followed the Lord Jesus a long time, and they have gone with him to the different cities and villages of Galilee. They have looked for him, and when he happened to be alone a little while, they have seen the many wonders and miracles which he has performed, and they have listened to his preaching. And now? Now they go away. The Jews leave the Lord Jesus. They are offended because of his words. They think Jesus means everything worldly and naturally. As we eat a piece of meat, so the Jews thought Jesus would give them his flesh to eat. They think this is plain foolishness, and therefore they no longer will follow Jesus. You surely understand Jesus did not mean it in that way, don't you? Why, no. He means something else. The Lord Jesus meant he would die upon the cross, and his blood would drip upon the ground. Why would this happen? Because he must pay for his people's sins. He must bear the wrath of God upon sin. And only by his blood being shed will God's people forever be delivered from this wrath of God. Only those who believe this in truth shall never go lost to all eternity, but they shall sing in heaven to the honor of God. Actually, the Lord Jesus meant this, O Jews, all my people, believe this. I have come to suffer and die for sin. I will offer my flesh and my blood for lost sinners. But the Jews cast this serious warning to the wind. They resist it and go away. They leave him. Behold, the Lord Jesus is standing alone. Alone? No. Not exactly. 12 men remain with him. They are his disciples who do not leave him. Suddenly the Lord Jesus says to them, Will ye also go away? Peter answers immediately, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. When Peter hears his master's question, he feels he cannot live without Jesus. He loves his master with his whole heart. He cannot leave his master, for then he has nothing left upon this earth. For this reason he says, To whom shall we go? Peter thinks the other disciples have the same thoughts about this as he. He thinks they too believe Jesus is the Son of God. But he is mistaken. One disciple stands in silence. There is no love in the eyes of this one, neither is there faith in his heart. This one also was offended with the inconceivable words of the Lord Jesus. Still, he does not go away. Why not? This one disciple still hoped everything would change, but envy and spite dwell in his heart. Peter does not know this, but the Lord Jesus does, for he sees into the depth of everyone's heart. Jesus says softly to his disciples, Have not I chosen you 12? And even among the 12 there is a devil. There is one among you who follows me, but with a false heart. At present the other disciples do not understand this, but they will understand it later, for one of Jesus' disciples will betray him. We will tell you about that later. This was a difficult chapter, boys and girls. You could not understand everything, but this you do understand. The Jews forsook the Lord Jesus. The Pharisees hated him and attempted to kill him. And now the common people also leave him. The Pharisees laughed, and they are well satisfied to have the people leave Jesus. It is how they want it. The people no longer must listen to Jesus. They must not believe in him, but they all should reject him. Has the preaching of Jesus been altogether in vain? Will all the people go away? No, that cannot be. It is true, most of them did go, but not all. Today it is still the same. Millions of people live in our country, but most of them will have nothing to do with God or his service. They laugh about it and mock with it. And what do you do? How many boys and girls also leave the Lord Jesus? They know better, but become careless and will not listen to the serious warnings of their parents or ministers. Will you do this? May the Lord keep you from departing from him. For this you can depend upon. the Lord will not permit himself to be mocked.